Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With investments like the stock market and Bitcoin getting all the news these days, does anybody consider investing in art and collectibles anymore? Our next guest's expertise in this area has been on display on PBS TV shows such as Antiques Roadshow and Market Warriors, and on the Ovation Network's show Art Breakers. And she says you should be aware of the pros and cons, and maybe even the sharks, before you dip your toe into the art and collectibles market. Miller Gaffney is an art advisor. She joins us now by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. Miller, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, give us a history and overview of your company, your background, and how you got into all of this.
Well, I got my master's at Sotheby's Institute of Art. I worked in the art world for Art and Auction Magazine, the gallery in New York City, and in 2006, I started my own company, Miller Gaffney Art Advisory. And my company is twofold. It does appraisals as well as art consulting, the buying and selling of art for clients.
And how is the art and collectibles market these days? Is it active?
It's extremely active. It's exceeding expectations, and it's outperforming the stock market if you invest in the right pieces.
What are the hottest sectors right now?
Post-war and contemporary art is the highest performing, living, emerging artists who have a solid track record.
How about in the collectibles area? What's hot?
Watches, cars, and wine are growing extremely fast.
Share with us a tip or two, some advice for beginning art collectors, coin collectors, wine collectors.
You always want to work with a professional. There are a lot of different complexities in art acquisitions. You have to make sure you do your homework with authentication, valuation. But I always encourage everyone to go to art fairs, go to museum openings, go to exhibitions, really have an understanding and education of the market before you jump in. You have to build your personal taste. You always have a purpose and a focus and collect with a theme, that's always much more valuable than just purchasing random pieces here and there.
Now, most people, I think, would probably agree that markets like art and collectibles are not all that liquid, not as liquid as stocks and bonds, but of course, maybe more liquid than real estate.
Correct. I mean, you have to understand that you might be holding on to something for a 5 to 10 year turnaround. And we always work with our clients on what their goals and expectations are with a piece. But in the contemporary art market, some pieces are so hot, I mean, you might want to sell it in the 1 year and flip it.
What are some of the cons in investing in art that people should be aware of?
You have to understand that it's cyclical, just like the stock market. There are ups and downs, and you've got to have a really good holding and exit strategy.
How are art advisors such as yourself paid? Is it by the hour, or is it a percentage of what the art or collectible item is worth?
It's a percentage. So under $1 million, we take a flat 10% for our fee. And if it's over $1 million, there's a sliding scale. Now for the appraisals, that's always an hourly rate.
Do you need to have special insurance policies for art and collectibles?
You do. You should always read your policy. Make sure you read through the fine print. You never know what could be excluded. We have many stories, nightmare disaster stories, where they did not do their homework and read the fine print. You make sure you have the right fire and burglar prevention. Theft is 50% of the loss, and disasters happen. Be prepared, and caring for your collection is just part of owning the pieces.
You mentioned it's an active, hot market right now. How difficult is it to keep up with valuations and with new things that are coming on the market all the time?
I'm constantly going to art fairs all around the country as well as internationally. I'm able to keep a pulse of the market, who's making records regionally, nationally, and internationally.
What are some other areas in art and collectible collecting that people need to keep in mind?
You have to make sure you protect and maintain the collection, because it's an important asset. Make sure that you're storing it properly. You know, a lot of areas like Florida that have hurricane protection, humidity, make sure you always monitor the temperature. That's why having appraisals regularly maintained every 3 to 5 years protect you and the value of your collection.
Well, Miller, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Miller Gaffney is an art advisor. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.